Trish and Nicole and their expert guests are here to answer all your burning questions about aesthetics procedures. Candid discussions and stories of the latest trends and greatest gadgets. From dry vagina to frozen faces, Aesthetics Uncensored, where nothing is off limits.
It's Trish Hammond here from the Aesthetics Uncensored podcast, and today I'm joined by with Cheryl Mather. Now, Cheryl is actually an RN at the Lotus Institute, so she's the post-op nurse at the Lotus Institute on the Gold Coast, and today we're going to be talking about, like, basically about the post-op procedures and what they do at Lotus Institute. So welcome, Cheryl.
Hello, Trish. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us during your lunch break.
No rest of the wicked.
Yeah, exactly. So, Cheryl, in your time now, you would have seen a lot in the post-op area, hey?
Yeah, so with our two surgeons, Dr. Peter Widdowson and Dr. Drew Cronin, we do plastics and reconstructive surgeries, and also a lot of skin surgeries as well, smaller surgeries, skin cancers, excisions, things like that.
Oh yeah, so the whole gamut from a little skin cancer being cut out on your face or something, right through to, like, you know, big tummy tuck.
Right through to probably our biggest procedure that we do would be a circumferential belt lipectomy.
That's the 360 body lift kind
Correct.
Of thing.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's like, I always freak out when I think of that surgery. I'm like, whoa, that's big.
Yeah. Get some really good results though.
Oh, I've seen some mind-blowing results. Yeah. Amazing. So tell me, when you're treating like traumatic open wounds, Cheryl, like, what are your main concerns when you're treating those?
So number one concern would be infection. So as well as the correct dressing selection. So my dressing selection would need to take into account the kind of wound and also the patient's lifestyle. So the main question from patients is, am I still going to be able to have a shower? And depending how early on in the post-operative treatments we are, it depends on. So if it's within the first 48 hours, we do ask them to not get that wet. But then after that time, the rules become a little bit more relaxed.
Okay, so the first 48 hours, don't get anything wet at all. And then after that is the next lot of, this is.
Yeah, so normally I'll see patients on day two. Take any drains out that might need to be removed, remove bandages, give everything a clean, and then put new dressings on, and wherever appropriate, apply compression.
Okay, so with that, like with the general advice that you give to patients after you've treated their wounds, like what would that look like for a patient? Like if I was your patient, what would be general advice that you'd give me after you treated my wounds for the first time I popped in?
So if it's a limb, ideally elevation, don't be tempted to do too much. Sleeping at a 45 degree angle, which is normally either three pillows or in the reclining chair in the lounge room. Secondly, keep wounds clean. Don't be afraid to wash your wound after the first 48 hours. And again, as I just mentioned earlier, always use compression wherever appropriate.
Okay. And what about with regards to infection? Like, how can I stop getting my wound infected?
Oh, well, we would have prescribed a prophylactic antibiotic. You would have been discharged from hospital with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how long do you have to use that for?
It's normally 5 days, but then I would have assessed the wound around that time and made a decision whether they needed a repeat script or everything's moving along nicely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what's your favorite product of choice, like for the patients?
So I like to, well, depending on the age of the wound, we like to use StrataMed in the first 4 to 6 weeks on an opened wound, and then on a more mature scar, StrataDerm for around about 3 months.
Okay, so when you first have surgery, a patient will be told to use the StrataMed up to 4 to 6 weeks?
Yeah, up to 4 to 6 weeks, using twice a day,
mm-hmm.
Only massaging on a small amount, like a pea size, and mm-hmm. that amount should be dry within 5 to 6 minutes. If I always advise the patient, if it's still tacky after that time, you've put too much on.
Oh, so that's a good way to tell it, because I've got a friend who's recovering from a massive sun thing on her leg, and she's using StrataDerm now because it's been over the 2 weeks and hers is completely closed. And like she said, oh, it's really sticky. So that would mean she's putting on too much.
Correct. So people have this mentality of the more product they squirt onto the wound, the more good they're doing, and that's not the case. In order for the StrataDerm to form that firm film across the scar, it needs to be minimally applied,
mm-hmm.
And that's the time frame, the 5 to 6 minute period. If it's tacky around that time, that's a pretty good indication that you've put the right amount on.
Right, and if someone needed a secondary dressing.
You can apply all secondary dressings over the top of the StrataMed. So your earlier question that you asked me about patients wanting to have showers and keep the wound clean, mm-hmm. even if you wanted to apply a waterproof dressing over the top, you can still put your StrataMed on first, mm-hmm. then your waterproof dressing.
Okay, and the reason you'd put the StrataMed on first
is to create a moist wound bed, which will speed up the healing time of the wound.
Okay, and what about, like, if you're, you know, like, do you have to reapply it during the day or like?
So I normally advise to apply twice a day, once in the morning, once before you go to bed. I just say pop it next to your toothbrush, that way you'll always remember you need to pop it on. Gentle massage backwards and forwards 20 to 30 times until the gel's dry.
Okay, like a little bit of a stroke kind of thing.
Yeah, like a gentle massage.
Right, and how long, because it only takes 5 minutes or so to dry, hey?
Yeah, 5 minutes and it should be tacky.
Yeah, and if it's like, say if it's on your face, for example, can you still use, like, can you still put makeup on, moisturize, or do you just go clean skin?
No, you can go straight over the top. It has no restrictions with cosmetics. It's fine. You can go straight over the top once it's dry.
Okay, so you put that on first, let it dry, and then you can use your sunscreen or any makeup, or
yep.
If you have to wear compression garments, you put that on afterwards as well.
Yeah, so you'd give it that time to dry and then you'd pop your garments on.
Okay. And, you know, it's really funny because, like scars is a really big thing for me, and some of us scar more than others. Is there would you do different things for different patients, or how does that work? Like, how do you determine what's right for each individual patient, Cheryl?
So some of the main issues that can arise with wound care can include allergies to tapes, you know, the adhesive on the back of the tape, redness, discoloration in the area, sometimes itching or burning discomfort feeling. So with the more sensitive patients, it's really just a case by case. There's not one rule fits all. It just, some patients I might have to see twice a week, some patients I can push back to once a fortnight. I've kind of got to treat each case individually.
Yep. You know, what you're talking about with the tape, I am one of those people, like, I just cannot have tape on my on my body at all for, you know, a certain amount of hours. Like if I just put it on for a little bit, it doesn't matter at all. But I had a tummy tuck revision, and I had some tape on that, and within 12 hours I was just welting up and itchy and crazy. It drove me nuts. So I'm definitely one of those people that responds badly to tapes. And in one of our groups, it seems to be becoming more and more common.
Yeah,
I wonder why that is.
I'm not sure. We've got a few different tapes. Some are less adhesive than others, and they might be a tiny bit more gentle on the skin. But really, once that irritation's there, sometimes it's easier just to leave the tape off and let everything calm down, and then try again maybe the next week.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Yeah. I'm a Strataderm advocate, and we even have one in our first aid kit, because I've got, like, you know, my grandbabies, my kids, there's always something happening, and my first go to is the Strataderm. And recently I used it when I had which seems really strange, but I don't know why, but for me, whenever I have a mozzie bite, that stops my itching. I don't know what's in it that would stop that, or whether it's psychosomatic. I don't know. Have you heard of anything like that before? Like, do you use it yourself at all?
The product that I use on myself is, I use the StrataCell. So it's from the same range, but it's a slightly different viscosity for the face. And I use that on my personal dermapens that I do to myself. As soon as I finish my dermapen, I put a thin layer of StrataCell on, usually last thing at night before I hop into bed. And then when I wake up the next morning, there's no redness at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love the StrataCell, because I did that when I had a halo treatment, and then I put the StrataCell on just to get rid of, you know, to help with the redness, and it does help with getting it.
Yeah, no, just it really works nicely, the StrataCell.
Yeah, I love the StrataCell actually, because that's relatively new. I think it hasn't been out for that long.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know how long it's been out, but I remember when it a couple of years maybe, I think, that I saw it for the first time, and I love it. Like I have a tube sitting in my drawer right here, and I just use it for everything, which is crazy.
Well, I think the reason that StrataMed is my product of choice is it just reduces the downtime for the patients. It could even be by as much as days. And especially if it's something that's on the face.
Yeah,
like it's your pride and joy, your face. You don't want to be really red or really obvious. So I just think anything that can quell that redness and calm you down as soon as possible, rather than extending it over a week, mm-hmm. It's perfect. And as well as reducing the downtime, you can use it immediately after a procedure, even on an open wound if you wanted to. And I've also used it on toddlers and pregnant women.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because when you mentioned that it's part of your wound care protocol, so that's because it creates that moist wound bed, like surgery.
Yeah.
And how does that make it better for the patient?
It just all keeps boiling down to a quicker recovery. Mm-hmm. So the quicker that the wound heals over, then the quicker we can progress onto like a scar maintenance routine. Mm-hmm. So that's normally around a 12-week time frame, and then that's just going back to that gentle to firm massage by that time. Mm-hmm. With the StrataDerm. So gentler in the early days, as the wound gets more mature, a little bit firmer pressure.
Okay. And say if someone doesn't follow, how do you get patients to actually comply with the things that you tell them to do that's going to be better for their scar? Like, do you find that they are complying?
Yeah, I always find that our patients, the Lotus Institute, they are compliant. They just want to do the best for their scar to get the best outcome. So I don't really have that many issues with non-compliance. Everyone just really wants to do the right thing.
Today's episode of Aesthetics Uncensored was brought to you by Strat Pharma, our trusted industry partners. Strat Pharma combines skin science and innovation to develop clinically proven, effective and innovative products for wound healing, scarring, stretch marks, radiation dermatitis and rashes. Visit anybody.com.au to learn more about Strat Pharma. That's anybody with an I.
They listen to you. It's your authoritative voice.
They seem to. Up to now they do.
Yeah. So tell me, because I know that it can help with infections. Can you tell us a bit about that? Like, it's got the bacteria.
It's got the bacteriostatic property, which that also helps prevent infection.
Yeah, right. So that just kind of sits on there with all to stop stuff from getting in, which is going to cause an infection. Hey.
Yeah, well, then obviously it would be dressed, and then they would also have the antibiotics that would have been prescribed before they were discharged.
Yeah. Okay. And tell me, are there any unique issues that can arise with treating traumatic wounds that can affect the wound or scar outcome?
Well, I think we kind of touched on that a second ago. So with regards to any irritation or itching or discomfort, the patient's going to be really, they're going to really want to scratch their incisions and take the tapes off and have a look what's going on under there. Mm-hmm. So once tapes keep getting taken off unnecessarily earlier than they need to be, it's just disturbing that healing process.
Yeah, right. And because I know you do a lot of the non-surgical stuff as well, like laser and your PRP and chemical peels and all that sort of thing. So would you use StrataMed in that situation?
So you would use StrataMed on a CO2 laser.
Mm-hmm.
But on the IPL and the Dermapen, the lighter laser treatments that we do, that's when you would use your StrataCell.
Okay. So basically the Strat Pharma range of products, you've got the different products and they all have a different, I guess, purpose. Oh, sorry, they have a different,
what you're trying to say is whatever stage of wound healing the patient's at, there's an appropriate Strata Pharma product that we can use.
Yeah, perfect. Oh God, you've said it perfectly. Yeah, because when you use StrataMed for the open wounds, like because you can use it for, I mean, you wouldn't use it, well, tell me about it with open wounds.
So you can use StrataMed on a wound that is younger than 6 weeks old.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and any size?
The only thing you wouldn't put it on is a third degree burn.
Okay, so just be for like open wounds. Well, you know, like traumatic.
Yeah, just incisions.
Yeah, where there's been a trauma to the skin.
Correct.
Okay, cool. And I guess the benefits are the fact that it's going to help to heal it faster. It's going to help prevent infections and also the abnormal scarring, which is like the rays or the keloids.
The keloid scarring, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And because one of the things I learned early on in the piece was the fact that it helps to keep the scars flatter.
Correct. Along with taping. Here at Lotus, we actually tape all our incisions for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then with a basic fix-em-all kind of tape.
Okay, and when they put that on, do they keep that on for the whole 6 weeks or they change it?
Yeah, we change that on a weekly to fortnightly basis, just depending how the healing process is progressing.
Got it. And when you change it, you put the StrataMed on underneath and then you put that on again and until the next change.
Correct.
Okay. All right, that's really good. And because I know that it's non-reactive, like the StrataMed is non-reactive, it's inert and I don't know, apparently has no measurable pH, alcohol, parabens or fragrances as well. So it makes it good for, like you said, you've used it on children and pregnant.
And pregnant ladies, breastfeeding mothers.
Yep. And people with sensitive skin, I guess that would be the same, hey?
Yeah, because it, as you correctly said, it has no measurable pH, contains no alcohol, parabens or fragrances.
Okay. And I guess the fact that you're using it straight away, like you can use it immediately post-procedure, is going to allow, you know, it's going to allow the prevention of any abnormal scarring to start, hey, because it starts, the scarring starts straight away, doesn't it?
Yeah, you can actually even use it on the eyelids straight away, you know, like after an upper bleph or something.
Okay, yep. Okay, and it's been, like, some people use it as an alternative to topical antibiotics because of the bacteriostatic component of it?
Possibly. We don't encourage use for that reason. Like, we would script antibiotics, or we would, around the eye, we would also prescribe Clorsig, topical antibiotic cream.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I guess it's like double dipping, I guess, like making it twice as strong, I suppose.
Yeah, it's just an extra safeguard.
Yeah. And so if someone does have a treatment, how long do you reckon it would take for it? Because scars go through different colours, hey, so that when they first happen, they're kind of like red.
Yeah.
But then they can change colour to, you know, become flat and pale. Like, how long does that take roughly? I guess
that can be around the 6 month time frame.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And have you ever had the situation where it doesn't, where someone's skin is that, because I keloid scar a lot, or I used to anyway, but is there certain people that may just, you know, it's not going to work as well?
Well, obviously, different ethnic backgrounds can, are more prone to scarring, is what I'm trying to say.
Yes. I think that, yeah, because I've got quite a dark skin, and that's probably someone with a light skin.
Yeah, the different Fitzpatricks.
Yeah. And do you know, like, because there's different stages of scar healing as well, hey?
Correct, yeah.
Can you tell us, do you know what they are? I can never remember, but I've been told before that it was three phases to healing. Like, I think the first one's when it's inflamed or something.
I'm not sure of the exact phases and time frames.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, there's different. They look different every time. So your scar's not going to look the same. It's going to slowly change over time as it's getting better.
Yeah, as it matures, it will improve with time.
Yeah. Awesome. And sorry, I won't keep you too long, but I just two other things I wanted to ask you with the Strata Med. That's a film forming, flexible, like full contact film, I guess, for want of a better word, but it's flexible. So you can pretty much do anything that you know, you can do everything that you do normally without it on once it's on. Cause you can do
everything. The only thing to bear in mind is if you do wet it, you'll need to reapply.
Okay, so once it's been wet, or if you have a shower or have a swim or whatever, you need to reapply.
Yeah, it needs another application.
Right, so water will kind of not dissolve it, but it will kind of, you know, rub away, I guess.
It'll just wash off.
Okay, all right, so hence you have a shower or be clean, put it on, let it dry for 5 minutes, then just do whatever you normally do and it will stay fine until you get it wet again.
Correct.
Okay. All right, cool. So if someone was having a shower in the morning before they went to bed, would you wash the scar first or just, no, you
yeah, wouldn't? Yeah, I would, yeah.
Wipe it down, yeah. Get it clean. So before you reapply again, make sure that it's clean.
So any dressings that were on there, remove before you get in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Wash the area, mm-hmm. Pat dry, pop your Strata Med on, let that dry, if you were still using dressings at that stage, pop your dressing back on. Or if you were just applying the gel, let that dry and then put your underwear on.
Okay. Awesome. And it comes in different, like there's different sizes for different people, hey, because like if you've got a little, if you do your eye blepharoplasty, you're probably only going to want a 5 gram tube of Strata Med. But if you've got a tummy tuck, you might want, you know, the 20 gram or the 50 gram tube.
Yeah, like especially if you've done a thigh plasty or a circumferential belt lipectomy, you'd probably want to go the 50 gram tube.
Yeah.
But anything including an upper bleph or a facelift scar or a platysmoplasty, anything small like that, you'd be able to get away with a 10 gram tube.
So it's facelift, neck lift,
eyes.
Anything small like that, you could get away with a smaller tube.
Correct.
And it's so funny because you spend so much on having your surgery done, you want to make sure you're using the best product you can to get the best outcome.
Correct. And especially if it's a facial procedure, you also want to make sure you commence a really nice skincare routine after everything's healed, just to preserve your outcome.
Yes. And last question I'm going to ask you, because I know you're a bit of a scar guru. So if a scar turns to dark, what could have possibly caused that?
If a scar turns to what, sorry?
If a scar goes dark or pigments a bit, or I don't know if a scar can pigment, but you know what I mean? If it goes darker than your skin, trouble with it going dark.
You possibly could have had sun exposure.
Oh, good point.
If you've not protected your scar.
Yes. So I guess no matter where it is, I guess if you're going outside or if you're going to be out in the sun, you definitely want to put the sunblock on over the scar film.
Definitely, well, yeah. Sunblock and a wide-brim hat. Yeah, if it's on the face, obviously.
Yep. And any other tips that you could give a patient who was about to have surgery, concerned about their scar, and think, okay, well, you know, any top tips that you can pass on for them?
Definitely massage is the key. Twice a day, 20 to 30 times with medium pressure for as long as you think there's an improvement there, but probably a minimum 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my best tip.
Okay, and daily use, like twice a day use of the Strata Derm up to 6 weeks, and then the Strata Med.
Med up to 6 weeks, Derm up to 3 months.
Up to 3 months. In fact, I've actually heard of people using the Strata Derm for up to a year.
Yeah, I have too.
Yeah, yeah. Have you used it yourself, on yourself?
No, the only product from the range that I use religiously is the Stratacell.
Stratacell, yeah. I've got the Stratacell in my drawer, Strata Derm actually in my cupboard, and a little Strata Med as well, because you just don't know, you know, especially little kids, because they like to pull off, you know, tapes and, you know, Band-Aids, stuff like that. So this way, once you put it on, if you can manage to keep them still while it dries, you're safe.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, awesome. Well, I've got to say thank you so much. Is there anything that we haven't covered that we should have covered? I just feel like I want to know so much more as well, hey, but there's how much can you know?
Yeah, I could talk about wound care all day. I just love it.
Yeah. And tell me, when your patients come in, do you do the same protocol on pretty much everyone that's having the same treatment? Like, say, for example, the tummy tuck patients, you know, it'd be pretty much the same general after start.
Yeah, obviously I follow our Lotus Institute guidelines for each procedure per patient. But as I mentioned earlier, each patient is a case-by-case basis, and what works for that patient, you'd like to think would work for the next patient. But if it's not, then it's back to the drawing board and just troubleshoot until we get a really good outcome for each patient.
Yeah, I guess it just comes down to what's right for that patient then, hey?
Correct.
Yeah. Awesome, awesome. Oh, look, I've got to say thank you so much, Cheryl. That's been, it's funny, you think you know so much and then there's always something else that you can learn.
My pleasure. Thank you for inviting me on. Hopefully I've answered everything.
Yeah, no, that's been great. Well, look, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Lovely. Listeners, look, if you do want to find out about the Lotus Institute, they're on the Gold Coast, you can get in contact with them, give Cheryl a buzz and book in to have one of her treatments as well. And if you're having surgery, you know you're in well looked after, you know, well cared for hands, because I always love it when someone wants to provide the best for their patients, because then you know that they're doing the best for them and their patients. So I really love that, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye. Got a burning question for Trish and Nick at Aesthetics Uncensored? Slide into their DMs on Instagram @AestheticsUncensored. Stay positive, boobs and chin high.